Hello everyone, bit of a bonus video today, partly owing to a lot of people's inability to understand another recent video I made about the nature of political alliances and, you know, working with people you don't like against a common enemy. And also because next week I'm going to be having Caled Morpin back on to talk about the perpetual problem, not only of the rightoid, but also of the leftoid, which is a parallel problem. And in this video, in order to prepare for that talk I'm going to have with Caled, I thought I'd break down mechanically exactly why this happens and exactly where this breakdown of communication, why I see it differently from many of these other people and where I think they're going wrong exactly. Okay. There's going to be, we're going to be going over some elite theory stuff I talk about in Populist Delusion. The relevant chapters in there, if you have that book, are the ones on Bertrand de Jouvenel and Carl Schmitt. In fact, I've got two of their books here. Here is Jouvenel's Pure Theory of Politics. Here is The Concept of the Political. We're going to be talking about that and more. In fact, it's actually Jouvenel's On Power we're talking about, really, although this is a much under-discussed book, his Pure Theory of Politics. Just by the by, before we get going, what he says in this book is that all of politics can be boiled down to one simple formula, which is a man moves a man. A man moves a man. That's kind of interesting, isn't it? Anyway, before we get going, if you haven't bought The Populist Illusion, what you're playing at, buy it now. Buy Applied Elite Theory and all of my other books. Pick up a course at the Academic Agency. Especially relevant to this one is The Foundations of Politics. In fact, The Populist Illusion is like a kind of textbook for that. In much the same way that Foundations of Shakespeare is a textbook for the course Foundations of Shakespeare, Populist Delusion works as a kind of textbook for Foundations of Politics, Pick Up the Trivium, etc. Now, I don't want to take too much time here, so let's have a look at this little slide. Hopefully you can see it. How can I get myself out of the way? Well, here we are. Okay, so you can see what I've set up. So there's power in the middle. That is, okay, maybe you should see me actually. Power is the structure. They are the ruling class, the permanent ruling class that never goes anywhere. Okay, who are in the ruling class? Well, I mean, if you need me to tell you truly what you're doing here, but it's a bunch of oligarchs, okay? In the American system, in the American empire, the people right at the top of the pyramid are a bunch of oligarchs and various other entrenched interests that never seem to go away and always seem to get their way no matter who's in power, okay? Then, broadly speaking, we've got what I call power left and power right. Now, for the benefit of Americans, I've made left blue and I've made right red. Although for most of the rest of the world, those colors are reversed. Frankly, the colors don't matter. Okay, the colors, in fact, these two sides don't matter, which we're going to be talking about. But generally speaking, in a liberal democracy, you have two sides, the left and the right, the Democrats and the Republicans, the Tories and Labour, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And yet, when people have been commenting on politics for long enough, they come to see that these two sides are actually false opposition. They actually represent two cheeks of the same ass, a uniparty. This is a very, very common phrase, the uniparty, that the left and the right aren't actually locked in mortal combat. They're actually secretly on the side, on the same side, on the side of power. And as events have developed, as, you know, many shocking things have happened, we have seen continually how both of the political parties, regardless of which country you're in, whether you're in America or in Britain or any other country, end up basically kowtowing to the same special interests, okay? What I want to look at is exactly how do they keep on getting away with it? How does power keep on getting away with this? And how do we still, at this point in 2026, come to a point where somebody like me saying, look, you've got to kind of look past the irritations that you have with this group or that group or this other group and unite against a common enemy, why does that still have such ire, right? Why does that still invoke such passion? So let's go through the other parts of this little diagram I've made, okay? So if you can imagine, a line of money goes from power to what I've called a client captain. What is a client captain? Okay. In America, there are some very, very simple and clear-cut cases of this. Okay. In America, the Black community, the African-American community, are a pure client group of power, of the American state, and specifically of the power left part of it, the Democrat Party. Okay. So African-Americans are a client group of the Democrats. And everybody kind of understands this, right? And just to explain, the power-client relationship comes from Juvenal. It comes from the high-low-middle mechanism. What is a client? Okay, let's just define these terms a little bit. So I've explained what power is. A client is basically somebody who is paid or given gifts or is in some way kind of elevated, okay, by power in order to serve power, ultimately, okay, in order to, so the client group are taken on almost as like little pets of power. They're given certain little privileges and protections by power, but the client is powerless. The client does not wield any power on their own. The client can be picked up and the client can be dropped. The client is ultimately, in power terms, nothing. Okay? The client is a tool of power. It does not have power in and of itself. Okay? And a client captain, why have I introduced this layer of complication in here? Why have I put in the captain? Well, if you can imagine the Black community in America, okay? Now, they have various gifts given to them by the Democrat Party, social welfare and handouts and various other gifts. But, it doesn't take long to figure out that the Black community don't really benefit that much from, you know, this relationship that much. However, the client captains, that is what you might call the community leaders, benefit quite a lot. They are given riches beyond their, you know, their massive mansions, millions of dollars, that they're given petty power for themselves. Okay. So the client captain does pretty well out of it. They're sitting pretty. And it's the client captain's job to convince the clients that this deal is working out for them. This deal is working out for you, Black community. Forget about the fact that you've been living in the ghetto for the past 70 years, that, you know, your brother was shot, et cetera, et cetera. You know, ultimately, we're still voting Democrat at the end of the day, okay? And the client captain is given riches to convince the client that this is a good deal for him, okay? And in America, it's very easy to understand this when looking at the black community, okay? I'm not saying this to have a go at the Black community. I'm just stating it as a value-free analysis of what has actually happened there over the course of 70, 80 years, okay? So looking at that situation, is there any point in getting angry at the Black community? Is there any point in putting political energy into attacking, quote-unquote, Blacks per se? Now, to me, as someone who looks at power, as someone who's systemic in their analysis, I think it's a complete waste of time directing any anger towards the quote-unquote Blacks, okay? Or directing anger at the client captain there, you know, whether it's Al Sharpton or any one of these other race baiters that you've heard of. There's no point being angry at them because they have no power. They are a client of power. Yet there exists in America many people who've built their kind of online reputation basically doing exactly that, directing anger at the client, directing energy and focus into increasing awareness of the fact that, this client group, in this case, the African-American community, disproportionately do crime, that they're badly behaved, et cetera, et cetera. It's like my first red pill for many right-wingers, okay? It's Jared Taylor, it's Steve Saylor, it's all of this sort of stuff, okay? But once you understand what these sorts of, this sort of, I guess you'd call kosher racism is up to, you understand that down the end of the line, there's a cell, okay? There's ultimately a cell. What's the cell? We need to do something about it, and probably the way to do it is by voting Republican, okay? The reason that this is happening is because the Democrats or something, okay? That's a lot of, I mean, all the Democrat, if you read my old stuff on demographics, you know, equals destiny and all of that sort of stuff, it's based on voting patterns, okay? And if the analysis starts from voting patterns, you bet your bottom dollar that the cell at the end of the line is voting Republican, okay? So if you ask me, all of that sort of stuff and all of that type of, you know, quote-unquote race realism and so on, yes, some of it may be, some of it may have some truth to it. But in terms of politics, ultimately, those guys are acting as the red client captain. And who are the clients? In the red, you know, if those guys are the client captains trying to shepherd people onto the plantation of the GOP, who are the clients? Well, it's your kind of chud, basically. It's your MAGAtard and your chud and your Fox boomer. Okay. So you can see that the system power works very well if the chud is spending all his time ranting about those damn blacks. And the client captains there are whispering in the client's ear, look, all your problems are down to those damn white boys. The damn white boys versus the damn black boys. Okay? Now, we can see this here in Britain because it's over there. Okay? Maybe some Americans who are over there will be shouting at the screen at some of this analysis. But this is just the fact of the matter. Okay? And as long as the two groups are shouting at each other, damn white boy, damn black boy, damn white boy, damn black boy, right? They're not actually looking at power itself, okay? As long as they're doing that, the system is happy. Because as long as Whitey thinks that really the country is run by the SPLC or by Al Sharpton-type grifters or the left is in control, right? They're his enemies, the left. As long as he believes that, power's happy. And as long as all of these guys in the blue here believe that all their problems are down to systemic racism, that all their problems are because of white boys, okay? As long as the system, as long as those guys think that, the system is happy because they're fighting each other. They're not fighting the system. Do you get it? Okay. Now, let's jump over the pond and think about these sorts of dynamics in this country, okay? You're going to have to swap the colors around in your imagination. Here, the left is red and the right is blue, okay? Now, let's think about client groups of Labour, client groups of the left. I can think of one, Muslims. Muslims are a pure client group of the left in this country, almost exactly the same as the black boys in America. Nobody would look at the power structure of America and say, "Oh, actually, it's the black community in charge." Okay, that's not serious analysis. And in this country, it's not serious analysis to look to say, "Oh, actually, yeah, it's the Muslim community who is in charge of this country." It's not. They're a pure client group. I've got a video going through exactly who the client captains are, which, you know, who are the client captains? There are community leaders who are literally paid off for block votes. People have been over and over this stuff. Okay, so your average Abdul down the street, he doesn't have any power. Okay, he is a pure client of power. Okay, so who's on the other side? Right, let's name some client captains on the right side. Well, one client captain on the right side is Tommy Robinson. Tommy Robinson is a client captain for the right. And who are his clients? Gammons, right? The Gammons. Just like the Chuds in America, the white boys, here it's the Chuds. Here it's the Gammon, right? The Gammon mass. Okay, the Gammons who follow Tommy. And it's Tommy's job to tell his clients, actually, your enemy, this country, the problem in this country is those blue clients over there. In exactly the same way as we saw in America, the problem is those black boys over there. Here it's, the problem is those Muslims over there. Okay, and then over on the left side, client captains are saying to their groups, look, the real problem in this country is those racists over there. It's those Gammon over there. Oh, Gammon. Oh, I hate the Gammon. Oh, I hate the Muslim. Oh, the Gammon. This is the Muslim. You see? And as long as you're doing that, the system is sitting pretty. It loves it. The system gets off. Imagine the Vince McMahon meme where he's like, as long as you're doing the Tommy Gammon versus the Muslim dance, the system is Vince McMahoning out. It fucking loves it. If that's the game you're playing. Right. This didn't take that long. It only took 16 minutes. Do you understand? Did you get it? Okay. It's really simple. If you didn't get it, go back to the video, go back to the start of the video and watch it again. And if you still don't get it, watch it again. All right. Pick up a course at the Academic Agency, and I can't wait to speak to Caleb Maupin as we talk about this perpetual problem. How do we get people to see and understand what I have just laid out in this video? To me, that's the challenge. Bye, everyone. Have a good weekend. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the Academic Agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just 3 of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.